All right, welcome back everybody to the Kachim Shir. It's our second pre-Pesach Kachim Shir. And this one, the topic is Korban Pesach. Again, we did last week Korban Pesach, and that was more a Shir Kloli, an Achilas Kachim in general, eating Kachim across the board. This will be more Korban Pesach specific, and there's so many topics in Korban Pesach. You can go on, you could do a year just on Korban Pesach. There's a good 30 solid topics at least in Korban Pesach. So the one I want to talk about tonight is, specifically, we'll see how much time we get to. I have a bunch of topics planned, but we'll see how much time there is. And the first topic is the topic of Minoy. Minoy is that Korban Pesach is by invitation only. A person has to reserve their share in the Korban Pesach that they intend to eat. Okay, you have to make a reservation. It's called a Minoy. We learn that from the Torah, the Pasuk in the Torah. And the Torah says in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Dalet, it says, V'im yimat habayis, mihiyot miseh, v'laka hu ushcheno hakaro velbeito, b'michsas nefashos, ish lafi ochlo tachosu al haseh. Right? If the house doesn't have enough people to cover the eating of the sheep, then he should include his neighbor, b'michsas nefashos, in the number of souls that are there. He should include his neighbor. From here, we have the din that the Gemara learns out, the din that a person has to reserve a share in the Korban Pesach that he intends to eat. Okay? So according to many poskim, you're forbidden mamish to eat the Korban Pesach unless you reserve your share in advance. You have to reserve. You have to make reservations early. And even those who allow eating without the prior reservation, they still hold that the Korban Pesach has to be shechted on behalf of the Minuyim, on the people being included. So either way, you got to be on the guest list. Either you get yourself on there ahead of time, or the person shechting it had in mind to have you on the guest list as a Minuy, as one who is going to be invited or delegated to eat on this Korban Pesach. Okay, this Pasuk is the source. If there's not enough people, then he should include the other person. What do you mean he should include? Just come eat. What do you mean he should include? If someone, give it to someone. Because you see that it's got to be part of the game plan ahead of time. There's what's called eino ochel el laminoiv. It's only eaten according to those who have a reservation, who are those who are delegated parties ahead of time. Okay, that's the pasuk. That's the concept. It exists by Korban Pesach. So now let's get into what this is about. Let's get into really what this is about. How do you understand this unique halacha? How do you understand this unique halacha? So you could say like this. Korban Pesach is different than a standard korban. Korban Pesach is different than a stam korban by the fact that a yachid can participate in the korban, eat the meat, fulfill the mitzvah, but participate in meat, dahayu, eat the meat and fulfill the mitzvah, even without being involved in the act of hafrasha, right? By Korban Pesach, you have a unique situation. Someone could be involved in the mitzvah of achila, fulfilling the mitzvah of this korban, without being part of the hafrasha, right? When you set aside a korban, it's called the hafrasha. You dedicate it for the purpose of a shlamim, or you dedicate for a purpose of a ola. That's the hafrasha, a dedication. You have to have that. An owner who dedicates an animal is considered the bala korban. He's the one who the animal's for. It's his mitzvah. He's the bala korban. In general, you can't jump on board after the initial hafrasha. After the official hafrasha in a korban ola, you can't jump on board after it's checked and say, hey, include me in this hafrasha. You weren't included in hafrasha. Korban Pesach, though, deviates from this and allows people to assign themselves to the animal after the hafrasha has already taken place. They can get themselves to jump in after it's already taken place. So it seems at face value, I would say like this, keeping it so pashut right now, just from a pasuk, and the fact that you could do this, it would seem that hafrasha, the hainu dedication, hafrasha plays little or even no role when it comes to a Korban Pesach. Right? That's now our first basic ideas for this year. And when it comes to a regular korban, your only way to get involved in the mitzvah and the eating of it is through the hafrasha, dedication of it. Here, seems like you don't need that. You could jump on board later on. Owners, you got to just have you in mind, and you could jump on board, or you could make a reservation at some, and you could jump on board.
Okay, it's a requirement for the chefza, not for the gavrum.
What?
Hafrasha, right? I mean, the korban still needs hafrasha by somebody.
Yeah, the other owner does it. But you stam and needing to fulfill the mitzvah can still jump on later on, which you can't do by a korban shlom or anything else. Okay, so let's take a look now. The Rambam in Hilchas Korbanos Korban Pesach. Take a look at this. This is just to reiterate the point, the meaningless role, it would seem, of Hafrasha by Korban Pesach. Hamafrish, you see that on page 2, it's the second source, it's there in computer font. Right. Hamafrish Pischo, Ad Shalo Niskayer V'Niskayer. One who separates a Korban Pesach while they're a goy. And then they go and they convert. Right? It's like the famous verse of Omer Shal, you convert in the middle. This is you Mafrish a Korban Pesach as a goy, you have the Korban Pesach, and then you convert. Anshelo nishtacher, or you're a slave and then you become free. Or anshelo hevi shtei saras vevi, or until you reach the appropriate age, you're a gadol, and then you become a gadol. Hareze makrivo l'shem Pesach, she'ein balechayim nidachin. You bring it l'shem Korban Pesach. You bring it l'shem Korban Pesach. What you see from over here at face value, the hafrasha when it comes to Korban Pesach is almost a meaningless thing. A goy could be mafrish the Korban Pesach. He can't be makriv a Korban Pesach, but a goy could be mafrish. So hafrasha, which is taken so seriously in general by other korbanos, it's everything, by the way. We saw that already. When we have all these lishma, 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 that means you yourself are specifying ahead of time, this korban is going to fulfill my need for shlamim or this or that. Here, when it comes to Korban Pesach, a goy could be mafrish it. A goy could be mafrish it. So, this is then the question of our shir. This right here, I'm about to place right now. Yeah, don't worry. This right now is the question of our shir.
So a guy can bring a Korban Pesach?
He can't bring it. He can be mafresh it, and then if he changes, becomes a Jew midway.
He's got it. He can't bring it as an inimitiv of a
Osir. He can't bring it as a goy. Goy can't bring his tuff.
Even Oral.
Yeah, he can't. Oral can't bring it. There's kasuf. Now, so here's the main chakira question of the night. Okay? This, here we go. By getting yourself invited, right? You need a minoy, right? You need a minoy when it comes to a Korban Pesach, we said. By getting yourself a minoy by the Korban Pesach, does that mean you become like a baal of the Korban? Do you now become like a baal, equivalent almost to Hafrasha? Or does the Korban Pesach no way try, the person who's on the minoy list, possess any dinim of a person who is mafresh? Again, when it comes to Korban Pesach, when you do the mino, we said you need mino, you need reservation or prior delegation. When you're priorly delegated, is that right? Priorly delegated? When you're priorly delegated, am I saying right? When you're previously delegated onto the Korban Pesach, does that mean that you now become like a bala Korban, similar to Hafrasha? Or does the minuyim of Korban Pesach no way possess the status of a bala korban? A person who is a minoy invited onto the korban for Korban Pesach, maybe they're not like a bala korban at all. So, according to the second option, in order to become bailim, you would need to do some active hafrasha.
Or to pay, or to make a kinyan.
Oh, good. Excellent. 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 Meaning like this, it's a double chakir. It's a chakir that falls in on itself. The first side is, this minoy process, this special invitation that gets you onto the Korban Pesach, does that make you a partial owner, or does it not make you a partial owner? If it does not make you a partial owner, then in order to get in on the Korban, in order to become bailim over this Korban, you're going to need some hafrasha somewhere, which you don't seem to need by Korban Pesach. So instead, you get a completely new status. People who have a right to eat this Korban Pesach fulfill the mitzvah without even being bailim whatsoever over the Korban. Without bailim whatsoever over the Korban. So the way to test this out, I think I found there's 4 nafkaminas. Mr. Banks mentioned 1.5. 4 nafkaminas over here. Okay? One. What allows you to jump in later if you weren't there from the beginning, right? We said this ability, you could sign on. You see, a Korban Pesach, your mafresh Korban Pesach, that's automatically your minoy. If you weren't there at the moment of the hafreshes Korban Pesach, you could jump in later on. As long as the owner has you in mind at some point, or you jump into the registry, he signs you in, so on and so forth, you could jump onto the personal Korban Pesach that this family or this clan is bringing over here. You could jump in. What allows you to jump in? What allows you to get your head in there past the point of Afrasha, right? In general, you need to be in an Afrasha by a Korban. If you want to be in with someone in a Korban Ola, you have to be there at the Shas Afrasha. What allows you to jump in on a Korban Pesach at a later moment? So it's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. If you look on the bottom of page 2, okay? Bottom of page 2. There's two opinions here regarding this process. According to Rav Huna, see, Rav Huna's Rav Huna over here.
Right.
Yeah, because
six lines from the bottom.
Okay. Rav Huna, okay. Nimnu alav mea bnei adam ka'achas. If 100 people were appointed a minoy on the korban, Rav Huna mar yesh kezayis lekol echav echad, kosher. If they each get a kezayis, it's going to be kosher. If not, no. That's not the line I want. Rav Huna says, Olam Mishnah Mishnah. Where Rav Huna is saying, I'll die to Rav Huna kosher, I'll die to Rav Zera apostle. The Shitas Rav Huna is like this. Shitas Rav Huna is that when I make that original hafrasha of the Korban Pesach, me as Baal Korban Pesach, I made a Tanai from the get-go, that it should include any subsequent people who are going to be joining in the Korban Pesach. You know why, Rav Huna is explaining, you know why people could jump in by the Korban Pesach after the Shas Afrasha? Because the person who was the Baal Korban usually makes a Tanai in his mind from the moment he gets it, that when I'm doing this Afrasha right now, I'm inviting myself to this Korban Pesach, my own Korban Pesach, I'm including all subsequent people who want to get invited onto this Korban Pesach. What? 100%. 100%. Yeah, not even a stam joke. That's a, maybe a vort there.
No,
it's a nice connection to
but
Seder.
But Minoy is the opposite of that. Today we say, today you had to sign up. The God is the opposite of that.
But it's the opposite is, but it's saying over here, according to Rav Huna, he's already including it. The stam guy is including open-handed everyone who wanted to come. I don't know if anybody does it. Anybody connected Var Torah Kol Dichven Yesev Yechel to this Minoy of Korban Pesach? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I think they should. I think you should.
Someone should, right? She already did it. There we go. That's good. So now Zeira, though, in the Gemara, Rav Zeira says a little differently. Rav Zeira's pshat is that, you know what tells you that people could jump in later on? It's our pasuk. Our pasuk at the top of the page. V'im yimata bayis miyot miseh v'lokachu shcheinu akar v'beso v'michsas nefashos ish l'fiochlo. If there's not enough people to eat it, then include other people to go eat it. It's a Gzeiras HaKosev that tells you he could do it. It's a Gzeiras HaKosev that tells you people could jump on later into the thing. See, Machlok is Rav Huna, Rav Zeira. Rav Huna's pshat as to why people could jump in later past the point of Avrash by Korban Pesach is because Tanai from the person who was Mafresh at the beginning to include other people. Kol Dechvin Yesev Yechol. Rav Zeira's pshat is that, no, that's part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is telling you it's a Gzeiras, whether the guy thought it or not, who cares what he thought. It's a Gzeiras HaKosev. Korban Pesach is different than any other animal. He could join in whenever he wants. He could join in whenever he wants. So I thought like this. You take that machlokas. Excuse my dumpling. Hold on. Hello?
That's on the recording.
Yeah, come right in. Come right in. The big doors. Green doors. The big doors. They're open. The dumplings are here.
You have to edit that.
The dumplings are here.
You have to edit that.
Let them know there's dumplings in this chair. Okay, 50 dumplings.
What?
I don't know. This is definitely a significant. Well, dumplings don't say, they say a dumpling is it's Chanukah Pesach. When's the when are you supposed to have the Chanukah?
What?
Kreplach is when?
Kreplach is Purim and
Yom
Kippur. Yeah, well, Purim. It's hidden inside the Nister. Nice Nister. Turns out every day is nothing's left.
Isn't Rav Huna talking about measurement? That it's got to be at least a kazayas.
I quoted you the end of the discussion. It's the beginning of this discussion of this piece.
Because, you know,
is where he says
500
it.
500 people on this little lamb. It's no good.
It's not going to go. We're going to get to the amount of the shear that you need.
So Rav Huna also has a chumra that Rav Zeira doesn't have. Right?
What?
So Rav Huna has a chumra that it only works when the, what do you call it, the mafresh.
Meaning, if the guy would have, if the guy would have not a tonight, if the guy would exclude people in his head,
anti kamana. He has to verbally say the tonight.
No, I think it's an umdana that he has in his head.
Oh, it's an umdana. Yeah. He doesn't have to.
No, I just think it. I think Rav Huna says. I think the Rishonim point out, the Korban Eda points out that if you say the opposite, if you say I want to exclude Fred, he's going to be excluded, according to Rav Huna. You never know if you're going to offer.
Otherwise, it's an umdana.
Yeah.
Also, stam is that there's no.
Yeah, stam, stam, I think, is part of the tanai. I think
do we ever make an umdana of the tanai in other, no. other parts of.
No, saying we assume when you go in, you're expanding, you're saying if anyone wants to come, hold the finish of the vehicle.
Stam, Corbin,
not that I know.
Robin,
not that I know.
There's got to be some formality to it. In other words, I bought a lamb and all these nice guys are in it. And three guys from the street.
They're still going to have to specifically say afterwards. Right. But what the question is, what's the mechanism that allows them to jump in afterwards? The mechanism that allows is tonight. According to Rav Zeira, it's not tonight. According to Rav Zeira, it's the pasuk. It's Gzeiras HaKasuv. It's the Gzeiras HaKasuv. So, I thought like this. Okay, tell me if I'm off base here. You have this Machlokis, Rav Huna, and Rav Zeira. Let's break open the dumplings.
There has to be some formality to it, otherwise it makes no sense.
No, 100%, it's still a formality, but what...
I wander into his house and say, hey, I'm
ready. No, no, no. There has to be a formality, but the question is, what allowed it to work, the formality? After the Shas HaFrasha, what allowed it to work? So Zera is saying it's Zera's custom. No one's arguing there needs to be formality. The Machlokas is what allowed just formality to make it work. You understand? Rav Huna is saying what allowed it to work was the, what's it called? You hear? Okay. Now, the fact that Rav Huna needed to give you a reason that you have this tanai from the beginning, I think Rav Huna's trying to tell you that the people later on are actually become bailim in the korban. Rav Huna's telling you, the fact that Rav Huna needed to tell you this idea of tanai is telling you that according to Rav Huna, the people who jump in on the korban Pesach become co-owners in the Korban Pesach. Hekdesh Shutfin. That's why he needs a Tanai. According to Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira is saying like the second Tzad we had before in the Chakira, that it's not a partner in the Korban. The special Gzeiras HaKasuv of Korban Pesach is that you could jump in later even though you're not a co-owner. Anybody following what I'm saying? Let me say it again. There's a Chakira we set up at the beginning. When you jump in at the Korban Pesach, when you jump in later on at the Korban Pesach, do you become a co-owner? Or do you become just someone who's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach even though you don't own anything? The first nafgamina, I think, is this machlokas in the Yerushalmi. According to Rav Huna, Rav Huna says you need this tonight from the beginning. Why? He needs you there by the Hafrasha, at least in concept. Why? Because according to Rav Huna, in order to take part in the Korban Pesach, you need to be a co-owner. According to Rav Zeira, he doesn't need this shtick with the Tanai at the Hafrasha. Why? He's got a pasuk that tells you you could eat the Korban Pesach even if you're not a co-owner. You don't need to be the co-owner. That, I think, is the Machlokas in Yerushalmi. The Machlokas in Yerushalmi, whether to use Tanai or whether to use Gzeiras HaKasuv, is really the Machlokas of whether or not your ability to eat the Korban Pesach is that you're a shutfus or you're just someone who could eat the Korban Pesach. How intensely close is your relationship to the Korban Pesach? That I think is the machlokas. Is it a hektish? Meaning, according to Rav Zeira, the Yerushalmi sees the korban, it's a hektish yachid that allows other people to join in on. According to Rav Huna, it becomes all of our hektish. It's as though we're all there at the Hafrasha, even though we all weren't all there at the Hafrasha. That, I think, is the major nekudas machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Zeira. Okay? That I think, is nafgamina number one. Nafgamina number two. This is what Mr. Banks started to say the concept beforehand. And that is, how can somebody make a late reservation in the Korban Pesach? Before we asked what mechanism allows them to do it. Now I'm asking, how do they do it? How do they do that? What's the legal procedure that gets you in on the Korban Pesach later on? What gets you in on it? To get you in on dumplings, just come. What gets you in on the Korban Pesach? Right? What gets you in on the Korban Pesach?
How late are you talking about? For late?
Before Shechita. So now, the Gemara in Psachim 89b. It's the big page, 4. Okay. Over here on Pei Tes Samen Beis, the Gemara has a discussion about where it talks about that you probably need a kinyan It talks here about paying money. Hamamona acher ima al pischa chagiga mols shebiado chulin. You hear this? That a person who becomes signed in onto the Korban Pesach, the money that he gives over is chulin. Here, hold it. Oh. The Gemara in Pesachim says the person who comes in on the Korban Pesach later on, the money that you give over. What? So if he's going to get money. So the money that you give in on later on, that'll be chulin. So forget that it's chulin. What you see from here is that money is being handed over when you join later on. Why is money being handed over when you join later on? What's that Gemara telling you? Some want to see that just as a Maisa Shahaya. Guy felt bad, he paid. But the majority of the Rishonim understand that there seems to be some money transaction for people who are signing in after the fact on the Korban. Meaning the owner was mafresh the Korban Pesach.
Is there no money before?
What?
Is there no money before?
Not to buy the animal for you. What money before you? Mafresh an animal.
Let's say I buy the animal and you come in with me. Are you not going to be paying me half the animal before you go in?
I'm saying in Akhenami. But I'm saying, let's say you have an animal in your backyard. You don't have to pay for it. You're giving it as an actish. That'll be your Korban Pesach. You have an animal in your backyard. That's your Korban Pesach.
You mean the partner, the guest.
I'm saying the guy
came in at the last minute. We have no way of knowing whether the animal that was given was something that came out of your backyard or an animal that you went out to the market and bought. So it could be that if it's an individual maisa.
It's saying the person who came in, Hamanoi al Korban Pesach, the person who was added into the Korban Pesach, who had maus biyadu, had money in his hand,
pays his share.
It sounds like he was paying. So most Rishonim, as you were saying, Mikey, most Rishonim look at it as saying that what's he paying over here? He's paying for some buy-in into the Korban Pesach as though otherwise he couldn't get in later on. You're saying, stop. That's what I was saying. The other Rishonim look at it as a maisa shahaya. This was the situation. They split the cost and all that.
Two guys go skiing, decide to rent the hotel room. A third guy comes along, he goes, okay, great, now you split it three ways.
So this two ways of looking at it, Mikey's way and the way I'm suggesting, that the majority of Rishonim look at it is this, it's insinuating that you need some Maisa Kinyan later on. Why would you need a Maisa Kinyan later on? If not for the fact that you needed to become a co-owner. You understand? If you don't need to become a co-owner on the Korban Pesach, you don't need to give money. Unless you understand it differently, like Mikey, you're giving money because you're splitting the animal, you're splitting the cost over here. But then it's not a question. Then that means you're just co-owners of the animal. We're talking about people who are invited later on. So people who are invited later on, at least one way of reading the Gemara, it seems like you need to pay some money later on in order to become a co-owner.
Invitation.
What?
Depends how you define invitation.
It's exactly a fine invitation. We're saying you're invited into the Korban Pesach. Do you need to be a co-owner?
When I invite you to my house for lunch, I don't.
You don't need to be a co-owner, right? Eating dumplings, you don't need to be an owner. But we're saying, as far as the Korban Pesach, that's the chakira. This is the chakira that I'm laying out. The chakira is when you're invited in on the Korban Pesach. Do you need to be a co-owner, or do you need like every other korban? When you're joining in on a korban and you want a mitzvah in it, you need to be a co-owner.
But
Korban Pesach,
invitation can by definition give you rights.
What?
An invitation can, by definition, give you rights.
We need to know how does an invitation give you rights as a co-owner. Meaning, if I invite you to eat my shlomim with me after I separated it, you can't use it as a mitzvah. You need to have some sort of bilus over that thing.
Yeah, but there is no mitzvah you can do with someone else's stuff. If I go to your house,
yeah,
it's not a mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah. I'm joining you, but it's not a mitzvah. You know. What you're saying is almost the thing from before, Rav Huna. That's the Tanai. The Tanai that I said from the beginning was whoever joins me will be a co-owner. That's what he's saying. So this second question of whether you have to make a Maisa Kinyan will reflect whether or not you need a buy-in or not. So the Gemara basically has two views here. It has Reb Yehuda HaNasi. Rebbe says a Korban Pesach is sort of limited in its form of hektik. Meaning, the Gemara talks about this question. This is the Gemara's question. Great question. The Gemara said, according to Reb Yehuda HaNasi, you could nap money most biyado chulin. If I came in later on, I'm a Johnny come lately, on Mr. Banks' Korban, I come later and I give him the money, Mr. Banks could do whatever he want with that money. He could do whatever he wants with that money.
What do you mean?
Chulin. The money that I came in with and I gave to you when buying into the Korban Pesach, when I gave you that money to join in, you could do whatever you want with that money.
Even if he has another partner, let's say he and I bought it together. You come at the 11th hour, you hand him $20 to buy in.
No, if you gave it to the other team, whoever the team was in the owners, the ownership team, good. If you gave it to the ownership team, that Korban Pesach, hello. Minion or
yeah?
Oh, they're not here right now, but if you leave your info on a paper, I can have them call you. Okay? Here.
Dumpling?
Dumplings?
Food?
Dumplings.
How much dumplings?
Huh?
Food?
What is...
Dumplings.
You open a can of
worms. It is Bessarabi?
Yeah.
No.
No. Unless it's a vegetable one. Okay.
Kosher.
So, Mr. Banks could use that money. So why could he use that money? So the Gemara gives you two reasons why. Because one opinion is Rebbe. Rebbe says Korban Pesach. I mean, one understanding is that Rebbe views Korban Pesach as limited in its ability to create hektish. It can't create hektish just by giving someone money to join in on the minoy process. That's one reason. Number two, the animal is hektish entirely, but the minoy prevents the money that I offered. The money prevents the money being offered from becoming hektish. Okay, the money stipulates that I'm just giving it as a gift to the dedicator. I'll say it more clear. I'm getting choppy here. Let me say it clear. Okay, this Gemara is telling you right here, pay tes amid beis, that it sounds like there's a maisa kinyan over here going on, because it sounds like there's money in the hands of the person on the Korban Pesach being given to him from a later invited person. Sounds like I'm giving you money. Okay, so the question is, if it sounds like I'm giving you money, why am I giving you money? Am I giving you money to be a partial owner in this? Am I mamish giving you money to be a partial owner in it? Is that what's going on over here? Am I buying a share in the hektish? If that's true, then why in the world? If that's true, then why in the world can Mr. Banks use that money for whatever he wants? If I'm buying a share in the hektish, that's what I'm doing with this money. I'm buying a share in the hektish. Why should Mr. Banks be able to use that money? So the first shot in the Gemara gives is because since Korban Pesach is limited in its ability of hektish, it can't transfer hektish over to the money that was given to Mr. Banks. That's one. Number two. It's saying that the money process prevents the money itself from becoming hektish. Meaning, I'm saying I'm not buying a corresponding share in the animal, but rather I'm giving a gift to Mr. Banks for dedicating for me. And in return, he's giving me a little bit of a korban. I think in that second understanding, you're not becoming a co-owner. In that second understanding, you're not becoming a co-owner. The second understanding is saying that you're just giving him a tovas hana, a benefit of joining in on the animal. You're not becoming a co-owner on the Korban Pesach. That's what I think is the difference. Take a step back.
So just the name of the...
What's that?
Of the kehila.
Yeah, I was going to have them call you with the details. Oh, the name of the kehila? I don't know, what's they called? Tiferet Yisrael.
Tiferet Yisrael.
I should know the name of the Yemen, actually. Yeah, Tiferet Yisrael. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a step back again. Rephrase. If you haven't been following until now, you can get it here in one line. Korban Pesach needs that you become invited onto the Korban Pesach. How in the world can you be invited later on? No other Korban you could do that by. How could you be invited later on? Okay? Two pshatim as to how that works. Either A, you're invited later on because that was a Tanai from the beginning. Or pshat B, you're invited later on because maybe Korban Pesach is the only animal that doesn't need you to be a co-owner. Maybe it's the only animal that doesn't need you to be a co-owner. Why? Because you have Xeris Akasiv. You have the pasuk we saw over there by Shmos. Okay? That's the basic structure we're setting up here. Nafkamina number three. The Mishnah has a psul. And this is it's a famous line in Psachim. It's Shalo le Minuyov. Shelo leminuyov means you're someone who ate on the Korban Pesach who was never invited. You never were on the guest list. You never formally got on the guest list. Okay? We've spent, I don't know how many shirim so far, at least at some point mentioning that incorrect thoughts when it comes to a Korban could hypothetically ruin the Korban. Wrong time, wrong place, wrong this, wrong that, shinoi bailim, the wrong owner, could ruin a Korban. Korban Pesach, what are the rules for Korban Pesach? Let's go to, I think it's page 3. Yeah, the Mishnah. See Psachim 61a? Shechtu, if you shechted the animal, shelo la'ochlov, for someone who wasn't one of the eaters, Ushalol leminuyav. There it is. If you shefted the Korban Pesach for somebody who wasn't on the guest list, who never officially delegated himself to be part of this animal, it's going to be puzzle. It's going to be puzzle. It is no good. Okay? Talks about a unique psul of Korban Pesach. No, for the one you did it for. It's no good. It's puzzle for that person. Oh.
Puzzle.
Lagamre. Puzzle. Ruined.
Because he didn't have intent for that person.
You're including a Korban Pesach, someone who is not, who it's a makshava shelo lishma. It's shinoi bailim. You've changed, it's really like a shino. It's a special shinoi of Korban Pesach. I don't want to say bailim because it's going to mislead into our discussion. But it's a shinoi that ruins a Korban Pesach. It's only supposed to the people who have a buy-in, and you're doing it here for someone who has when no.
It's tough what you said in Shir 3.
What?
It's very tough what you said in Shir 3.
It's very tough?
Yeah, because if it's puzzle, the intent of the Kohen is to do a Korban Pesach. It isn't necessarily the Korban Pesach for that guy. If in fact this Korban itself is puzzle, it's not puzzle in the action of the Kohen, because the Kohen had the intent he's supposed to have. It's puzzle in the status of the owners themselves of the Korban.
So right.
What we said about the Kohen's intent being at the Korban level. And
it could be the Kohen's looking around and including someone in this Korban who wasn't on the guest list at all. Oh, he sees, Chaim Yankel's here, not realizing that Chaim Yankel never got in on this list. Or even the owners, the question of whether the owners, make it simple, the owner's a Kohen. The owner of the animal's a Kohen. He's doing his own shechita. The owner of the animal's doing his shechita. He has in mind, let me hit up Mikey Stone for this one, join him on the Korban. And then he realized after he shechted, wait a second, Mikey was never on my guest list. I never invited him, he never asked to be on. I've ruined the Korban. I made it puzzle.
So how you understand Kol Gifini Tevivsa?
Oh, very good. He brought that at the beginning. Kol Gifini Tevivsa. Very good. Very good. Very good.
That's today.
Beautiful. I'm surprised no one in the Haggadah, once Shia brought it up at the beginning of the year, I'm surprised no one brought that question up. That one of the fundamental purposes, primary parts of a Korban Pesach is that you need to be priorly arranged, delegated, onto the list.
I saw a comment on Kol Dichin Yetzer B'Yipsach, which fits into this. I mean, it's the Malam, but he says historically this was not Sirat Seher. This is only because this is the way we do it now. B'Yevet, after that, he said at an earlier point in history.
But why make a line? The Haggadah is patterned after Zeichel LeMikdash.
So what you say? You're invited to be your partner.
No, Kol Dichin Yetzer B'Yechol.
Don't say that on the Afikoman.
Yeah, I said last night the Haggadah thing. Kol Dichin Yetzer B'Yechol is going on the Dichin. Those who are hungry all day, come and eat.
But Kol Ditzrich Yetzer B'Yevsach.
But the Kol Ditzrich Yetzer B'Yevsach, Lekicha, a formal taking, a formal process of taking. Otherwise, you have to say this by every. There's always an Isser of Noter. From V'Lakach. Velaka, because there's always an Isra of Noter. There's always an Isra of leaving over. There's always that prohibition. What do you got to tell me? Take more people. I can call anybody by a shlomim. Come over, quickly eat. Yeah. So why is this telling me a Korban Pesach? What?
They shouldn't have to pay.
And they don't have to pay for it.
They don't have to pay, right? I mean, you can.
Is there an Isra in someone who wasn't invited eating from the Korban Pesach? I mean, maybe we're talking about it. You're inviting him to be part of your Korban Pesach so that he's Yotze is mitzvah.
Yeah, he's got to be part of the Minoy also. Everyone's got
to chiyav on them a Minoy. Maybe you can answer our opening, our Kol Dichvin. Maybe you can answer the whole thing very simply. That anyone who's hungry, even with regard to the Korban Pesach, whether they're participants because they need the schar for the Korban Pesach is a separate question. Come eat is there's extra meat, it has to get finished, and so you're hungry. Come to my seder. You need to eat some more Korban Pesach meat. No problem. Why is the eating necessarily coming to also be mechayev them in their mitzvah?
Or what do you mean? What?
That they're being fulfilled in their status of mitzvah of Korban Pesach by this. Maybe they're being invited to eat from it. Without being invited to be a shutef in the Korban Pesach.
You can't. It's an issur to eat from it unless you're a minov. You can't eat from that Korban Pesach unless you're monoi alav. Unless you're
even if you've already been counted for another one?
You can't just... Oh, you're saying you can't jump out to... No. I can't have a chaluk of my
Korban Pesach. Guy's got a healthy appetite. He's already finished. He goes to the next table, no hotel kind of a thing.
No, you can't. The main question that stands here is if we're saying the inviting nature of the Seder is everyone coming and eat, this law of Minoy of Korban Pesach seems to sort of go against that. But the other way you could flip it around and say it's making sure you get people accounted for and taken care of ahead of time. You can flip it that way. You can say taken care of ahead of time.
But you can also learn another thing.
Yeah.
And that you cannot go to another place.
Yeah. That's what he says, Mashu Omer. Exactly.
Is also because you don't want to refuse the first one. Say, this is not good, I go to another.
Yeah, okay, good.
Here,
very nice. We have Drush. But tons of Drush in Korban Pesach.
The Drush, but it's also a philosophy.
Good, that's okay, good.
Is a philosophy of...
Very nice. Of the halacha. Very nice. Beautiful.
And so how do you understand that?
It's saying that you don't want to skip from place to place. The first place he's in on, he can't. He can't. He's not allowed to. He's not allowed to. It's exactly it. He can't jump from one bais to bais.
That's what I'm saying. You cannot.
So it's perfect.
It tells you even more that if you go to one place, you have to be accepted.
No, that means you have to just sign on somewhere ahead of time. And it's saying people have to make sure that every Jew is taken accounted for. All right, we could pilpul the Haggadah. We have to think about that. But and it should be fit in because it's glaringly obvious the Yesev Yivsoch creates some sort of Minoy problem. At the beginning, there must be someone who talks about it on the side. Okay, so someone who's Shalola Minoy, it's like it ruins the Korban. If you have someone on there who's Shalola Minoyov, you have to have him on this. So now, Tosfos... on the right on the side over there, it says v'zeh. Hold on, Tosfos on 61a, v'zeh hifrish. Hold on, v'iskish and shachti. You see those two big Tosfos in over there? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, over there, these two Tosfos in, if I could summarize in one line, these two Tosfos in really are discussing whether shchita for a non minuya, shechting for someone who wasn't in the list, is that the same as shechting for someone who is not is shechting for someone who is one of the non-owners? Meaning, shechting for Mikey Stone when Mikey was not on this Korban Pesach list, is that the same as me as a Kohen shechting a Korbanola for the wrong guy? Is that the same thing? Are they equivalent or not? What would be the difference? So the top Tosis tells you the difference would be, what's the nafkamina? Shechting for the wrong owner, let's say by a Korbanola. Shechting for a wrong owner, we learned, could be a problem at any stage of the sacrifice ceremony. It's a problem at any of the main stages. So would that also hold true of the shechting for the non-menuyev or not? Let's hear.
I think one of them holds you got to go with two or three of those with the right.
How far in do you need to go by Korban Pesach? How far in?
I remember it's much like a Rambam.
So before even Rambam and Tosfos, I just thought al pi svara, like this. I wanted to say like this, okay? According to the opinion that separating for a non-minuya, separating for Mikey Stone, who wasn't included, is a separate problem. This, by the way, like the Rambam, who limits it to the amount of problem area in the shechting. If you want to say it's different than shechting for the wrong owner by a korbanola, this is separate. This is like by Korban Pesach, it's a separate issue. It's in limited times in the shechita. So then what you're saying is having the wrong owner in mind, so it would be totally different parsha, and you could technically get away with a shorter amount of time. That's the Rambam of places where you could ruin it.
Only by shechita.
What? Only by shechita. Tosfos is saying it seems to have a larger time frame of when you could ruin it, of when you could really ruin this korban, which seems to be saying like that the fact that it's considered like doing it for someone who's not the owner. What does that machlokas tell me? It's our same chakira. Is getting an invitation on the korban Pesach there to make you mamish like an owner? Or you don't need co-ownership when it comes to Korban Pesach. Maybe when it comes to Korban Pesach, it's just like you're someone who could eat. I think this same machlokas is another, it's another chakira, all pointing to the same thing. Someone who joins in the minoy process of the Korban Pesach, are you like a co-owner? Or are you just like some person who could fulfill a mitzvah while not being an owner? And therefore, the Korban Pesach is the only example like that, if we assume this way. The fourth and final nafkamina.
Sorry, how do you see that in Tosfos? How do you see our Fakir born out in the Tosfos?
If you hold that it's different, Tosfos is saying that it is, Tosfos is saying it's similar to having the wrong person in mind, the wrong owner, by Korban Ola. I have the wrong guy in mind. That thing is ruined from all the major parts of the Avodah. It's ruined all the way through. At any point you do that, you ruin the korban.
So then it's identical.
It's identical. According to the Rambam, it's only by the shechita, mamish by the shechita itself, that when you have that wrong thought that you could kill it. You can kill this korban. So what I'm saying is that this machlokas is really telling you that the issue of minoy, or shalola minoy, is an issue of becoming an owner or not becoming an owner. That's the machlokas Rambam and Tosfos over here. That's the machlokas over here. One more nafkamin, then we'll put it all together. Okay? This goes back to the Gemara in Psachim, Pei Tes Amid Beis. This is a famous case. You have a guy here who has a huge appetite. The guy loves to eat. Okay? The guy loves to eat over here. The guy loves packing to Chicago. You see the Tashma over there? I would say it's about 47% of the way down. Tashma. Tashma. B'nei Chabura Shai Yodav Shalachamem Yafos. They see one of the guys there has got a big... He's got a big cheshek for eating. Okay? He's got a big cheshek for eating. So, can the other people tell him, Tol Chelkecha, slow down, buddy. Take your portion equivalent to everybody else. You're only entitled to an equal share. Or can he join the others and eat to his heart's content, possibly out-eating everybody else there by the Korban Pesach? So the Gemara Paskins like this Tashma, that you could tell him, Tol Chelkecha. They could limit his portion and say everybody the same. Okay? So now, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? What was the Havamin of the Gemara? Why would the Gemara even consider that he's allowed to out-eat his co-minuyim? They're all equal shutfim. They're all equal partners over here. If they're all equal partners, it's like anything else you're doing a chaluk on. They should be splitting it up equally. It should be splitting up equally. So I thought maybe like this. What the Havamin of the Gemara was is that Bilus is meaningless. Bilus, Hafrasha, all that stuff is meaningless when it comes to Korban Pesach. There's no such thing as ownership by Korban Pesach as there is by the other animals. When it comes to Korban Pesach, everyone's on the guest list. Every, you know, good luck, gesunte heit. You try to keep some decorum and justice and everything be fair.
I just assume everyone gets something.
What?
I mean, it could be an issue of this is the guy who's going to eat so quickly that the slower people at the end
they're
of
not going to get their kazayas. They're not going to get their kazayas, which is the Gemara at the bottom. They're not going to get their kazayas, and that's why
you
afraid
just slow down, make sure everybody gets first.
What?
What Havamina could there be then? I mean, everyone has to have part of the Korban Pesach.
No, I'm saying the Havamina here is the Havamina here is what I'm saying. The Havamina was
if that was the case.
If what was the case?
What you suggest? Then how
no, Mikey's saying maybe no.
Mikey's saying just slow down. They're not saying they're like hold on, cowboy. Make sure everybody gets first.
What?
It could be hold on, cowboy. Make sure everybody.
He's saying the fact that they're slowing down here, say take your portion and go, is because they want to make sure everybody gets the appropriate share.
And then when there's left over, that's the guy.
I'm saying take your portion. Sounds like take your portion and go. Sounds like at least in the conclusion that it's a halachic division of portions, like a chalukah, like by splitting an inheritance.
Yeah, otherwise it would say it wouldn't say it wouldn't say like take your portion and go. It would say wait till everyone gets
it. Right, they would say him tinasha ochel chavircha. It says tol chalkecha, as though it's like a chalukah sashutfis over here. What? But say and go. Yeah, right, go. Exactly. Good point here, yeah.
Here is written Rasha'in.
What?
In the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Say,
Rashayin. They could tell him.
They can. It is Rashut.
Well, it's a Rashut. No, it's a, but it's a Rashut of partners to allow the guy to take three fourths of the backyard.
So
yeah.
One is Rashayin.
Good.
And then it say Shalom. But if you have the whole piece, how
where's
can
the Shalom?
Say,
where's the Shalom? The Bnei Chabur Shai Yado Shalachem and Yafos Rashayin Lomar Tokev
Ela Fi.
No. Oh, he's one up. I'm reading the next Tashma.
I was referring to the Mishnah. He's looking at Mishnah.
No.
To the Mishnah. Yeah,
he's looking at the Mishnah.
What is Shiloh and what is Shilahem? If it is the whole piece, how you can tell this is mine, this is yours?
Where is he reading? Which case? It's a different Tashma.
Mishnah.
Okay, sorry, Mishnah. I'm reading
Tashma. Different Tashma.
He's not reading a
Tashma.
No, he's looking at the
Mishnah the top of the page. Oh, Amana Eimar Bechelko, that's just saying that everyone could eat, like, once they give it out, everyone could eat separately. That's what it's saying. I don't think that's not talking about portion size.
Mishalo may be the same thing as his portion.
He can split up from his own.
How can you say this is, what is Sheli or Shilcha, you know?
Benechabor Bechelko, Rishoin, Amana Imo Acher Bechelko, Rishoin, Benechabor, and Liten Lo, it's Shalo, Bu Ochel Mishalo. Yeah, Rashi, Echa mi bnei chabura, shehimone acher mimo al chelko, below das chabura. Let's say I'm just one of the group. There's 20 of us who brought this korban. The team, we always bring it each year. The kachim chabura brings it. And I didn't tell anyone, but I invited, just me as one of the members, I took the liberty of inviting someone else. I didn't tell the rest of them. I invited someone. So it's got to come out of my pocket.
Yes.
It's just exactly like a business deal.
So the shechita was not done on the, he was not in the list.
What?
He was not in the list.
He was. I put him on. I just didn't tell everybody else. I didn't tell everybody. It's saying I didn't tell everybody else, but I put him on the list. I did it for him. Echem echabura. Imagine that I'm the one even doing the shechita. What? No. Shehimana acher mimo al chelko below dasi. It has to be before the shechita. It can't be after. I had him on the list. I just didn't tell anybody else. By the way, it's good that you bring this up because this could bring another proof. It's telling him if you choose to bring someone else in the deal without telling all of us, it's out of your pocket. That's exactly saying they're co-owners. Co-owners would do something like that. That would show that there's that this idea here is like a joint ownership. Okay. So to summarize, yeah.
Who are the Vinei Chavura? Are they co-owners or are they all the guys who are invited by the owner?
Both of those constructs are called Bnei Chabura. Both are called Bnei Chabura. The question is the people...
If it's the latter case, maybe we're just saying, well, he doesn't have ownership because he's just a member of Bnei Chabura and he's not the Baal of it. And the owner of the Korban Pesach can limit what each of them eat. And that's
what you're saying gets to the heart of everything here. What gives the right then of the head guy to decide anymore once he included others? If it's that they're all co-owners.
He still retains.
So then you're saying like the second side. You're saying the second side that people invited in are not considered a co-owner. They're just considered people who are joining him. Then that would make sense. If you select the first side, then it would make sense. They're co-owners. That's exactly this chakira. So to put it into a nice, neat package, okay? A nice, neat package, and then you could start figuring out on your own how this fits in with the line in the Haggadah, okay? What you have is follows. There's a fundamental question with regard to the Korban Pesach. This is as clear as I'm going to say it all night. Here goes. We introduced a fundamental question with regards to the Korban Pesach. Does the Minoy process mimic the status that Hafrasha normally confers by other korbanos, that Hafrasha confers ownership? Does Minoy mimic that, or does Minoy have a unique status, Dahainu, of people who don't necessarily own the korban, but have eating and mitzvah rights? Which one is it? So we examined four areas that would shed light in that question. Area number one is the rationale behind Minoy, what allows someone to jump in later, when usually Hafrasha needs everyone from the get-go. Two, the mechanism of Minoy, how you do it. Did you need to pay money? Did you not need to pay money? That also sheds light on this issue. Number three, the nature of bad intentions for the one shechting vis-a-vis non-minuyim. That'll also shed light on this chakira. And number four, the question of how we might divide the meat between the minuyim of different eating capacities. How we divide the meat among minuyim of different eating capabilities, that chalukah, that division, tells us also a lot about the status of whether people who join in are co-owners or just, again, a unique status, people who don't own the korban but have eating rights and mitzvah rights. Okay? All these four areas are going to shed light on this fundamental chakira when it comes to Korban Pesach of the Minoy process, of the Minoy process itself. The fact, the answer, kol ditzrich, yeseh v'yifsach, what I think it is that the fact that the Torah is telling you, specifically by Korban Pesach, go and get other people to finish this, doesn't tell you that anywhere else. Of every korban has a problem of notzer, of leaving over, but it never tells you go and find other people. Korban Pesach, it tells you to go invite other people. That's the idea behind it over here. It's telling you go and get other people to join you. Yes, are there rules in how you do that? They got to be signed in. They got to be on the guest list, so on and so forth. But it's telling you the spirit of Kol Ditzrich Yesev Yifsach is to go out and get them, bring them in onto the list, and formalize them so they don't feel like just in the middle, they're randomly being thrown in the middle or whatever. But the end piece you could play around with the Haggadah, whichever way you want.
Explain to me, yeah.